Welcome. You are listening to Aftersight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Colorado Gardener, read by Christy McGowan, featuring articles from Green Prints and Wildlife Habitat Council. The Rise of the Compost Connoisseurs, America's Newest Green Endeavor, by Don Nicholas. And this is from Green Prints, October 2024 edition. Ladies and gentlemen, gather round and let me regale you with a tale of modern alchemy. No, we're not turning lead into gold here. Something far more practical, I assure you. I'm talking about the humble, yet transformative, act of composting. Once relegated to the backyards of only the most ardent gardeners and eco-warriors, composting is now taking America by storm. And if you haven't jumped on the bandwagon yet, well, let's just say you're missing out on some real, earthy fun. A brief history of composting in America. Composting has been around for centuries, dating back to the time when our ancestors realized that burying their kitchen scraps could somehow make their crops grow better. Fast forward to the early 20th century, and composting started to gain traction in the United States, especially during the Victory Garden movement of World War II. Back then, it was all about patriotism and self-sufficiency. These days, it's more about saving the planet and, let's be honest, one-upping your neighbor's tomato yield. What is composting really? For the uninitiated, composting might sound like a fancy word for letting your garbage rot in the backyard. But oh, it's so much more. Composting is the process of turning organic waste, think kitchen scraps, garden clippings, and even your old coffee grounds, into nutrient-rich humus that plants absolutely adore. It's like feeding your garden a superfood smoothie packed with all the good stuff it needs to thrive. Here's how it works. You start with a balanced mix of greens, nitrogen-rich materials like fruit and vegetable scraps, and browns, carbon-rich materials like leaves and newspaper. Add a dash of water, a sprinkle of air, and let nature do its thing. Microorganisms break down the materials, and before you know it, you've got black gold. Getting started, the tools of the trade. Now, before you run off to start your composting journey, you'll need a few basic tools. Here's my foolproof starter kit for the aspiring compost connoisseur. Compost bin. You can buy one, build one, or even repurpose an old trash can. Just make sure it's got good ventilation. Pitchfork or turning tool for mixing your compost. It's like giving your compost a good stir to keep everything cooking evenly. Compost thermometer to ensure your pile is heating up properly, because no one likes a cold compost. Watering can or hose. Your compost pile needs to stay moist, like a wrung-out sponge. Kitchen scrap container, to collect all your kitchen goodies before they make their way to the pile. The benefits of composting. Why should you bother? Let me count the ways. Composting reduces the amount of waste that ends up in landfills. It enriches your soil, helps retain moisture, and even suppresses plant diseases and pests. Plus, there's something incredibly satisfying about turning yesterday's dinner into tomorrow's bloom. And if you're short on space or time, Might I direct you to the modern marvel that is the Lomi countertop composter? Several of my colleagues here at the gardening desk swear by it. It's compact, efficient, and perfect for urban composters. The compost craze. So there you have it, folks. Composting is not just a trend, it's a movement. And as your intrepid gardening reporter, I can attest that once you start, there's no going back. Your plants will thank you, your garbage man will thank you, and who knows, you might just find a new hobby that's both dirty and delightful. Until next time, happy composting. Ghoulish Garden, 6 of the World's Creepiest Flowers. And this is from Wildlife Habitat Council. The word flower usually evokes something beautiful and fragrant. Maybe a classic rose, a bright peony, or a stately lily. But like most of nature, flowers run the gamut from ordinary to unusual. And sometimes they can be downright frightening. But just because they're not dainty or sweet-smelling doesn't mean these plants are not worth learning about. With Halloween approaching, it's the perfect time to explore the creepier parts of the natural world. Let's examine these 6 lesser-known flowers from across the globe that are spooky enough to rival any Halloween decorations. Corpse flower. Native to the rainforests of Sumatra, the corpse flower draws its name from the odor of rotting flesh it produces while blooming. The flower's inflorescence, or main cluster of flowers, can grow to be over 10 feet tall, making it the largest unbranched inflorescence in the world. It doesn't bloom often, taking anywhere from 4 to 10 years to flower, and when it does, it usually only blooms for 1 or 2 days. The putrid scent of this flower attracts insects like flesh flies and carrion beetles, which aid in pollination. The corpse flower also grows brightly colored, round fruits that are poisonous to humans. However, they do serve as food for the rhinoceros hornbill, which then helps disperse the seeds. The International Union for Conservation of Nature has listed the corpse flower as endangered and estimates there are fewer than 1,000 growing in the wild. Deforestation and conversion of land to plantations are 2 of the leading causes of the corpse flower's decline. Flor de Muerto. This flower's name translates to flower of death, and it is considered the blackest naturally occurring flower in the world. This perennial is native to Mexico and Guatemala, and it's named not only for its black petals, but also for the cultural practice of planting it around graves. Flor de Muerto has long bell-shaped flowers that droop from the stems, looking almost like they are wilted or dead. The flower's unusual coloration presents an eerie mystery. Since black absorbs ultraviolet and visible light, and the flowers have no odor when blooming, scientists are unsure how Flor de Muerto is able to attract pollinators. Monkey Face Orchid. When looking at a flower, no one expects a face to look back. But with this species, commonly referred to as a monkey face orchid, that's exactly what happens. The center of the flower so strongly resembles a monkey's face that it's difficult to see it as anything else. There are more than 100 varieties of this orchid, and some even appear to be grinning menacingly. Its shape may be the result of mimicry, as the Dracula genus evolved to resemble mushrooms in order to attract fruit flies that often frequent fungi. These plants are epiphytes, which means they grow on the surface of trees and obtain moisture and nutrients from organic matter surrounding them. Although rare, monkey face orchids are found naturally in the cloud forests of Peru and Ecuador, where they bloom throughout the year at elevations around 3,000 to 6,000 feet. Unlike some of the other flowers on this list, Dracula simia has a pleasant fragrance of ripe oranges, so while its appearance may be off-putting, its scent is anything but. Black bat flower. Another flower that is reminiscent of an animal, the black bat flower's bracts resemble large wings, with whisker-like filaments that can grow up to 28 inches long. Native to Southeast Asia, this plant is related to the yam and has been traditionally used for food and medicine, although its bitter flavor may be an acquired taste. Due to the effects of climate change on its tropical ecosystem, the black bat flower is considered endangered. Like the corpse plant, the black bat flower also has the unmistakable smell of rotting flesh, thought to be a way to attract carrion flies. Over the years, spooky folklore has attached itself to this flower, specifically that staring at it too long will result in being stalked by the evil eye. However, with a plant this intriguing and unique-looking, it's hard not to stare. White baneberry. Also known as doll's eyes, this plant features clusters of round, white fruits with a small black spot that closely resemble tiny human eyeballs. As if their creepy appearance wasn't enough to discourage people from disturbing them, these berries are also extremely poisonous to humans and can even blister the skin if touched. However, several bird species, including the ruffed grouse and American robin, can eat baneberry fruit without any adverse effects, so they help to disperse the plant's seeds. A member of the buttercup family, white baneberry is native to eastern North America, including parts of Canada and the United States. Stinking corpse lily. This giant parasitic flower produces the largest individual flower in the world, which can grow to be 1 meter in diameter and weigh about 22 pounds. They are native to the rainforests of Sumatra and Indonesia, where they grow inside tetrastigma vines as thin fibers before their large red and orange speckled lobes sprout out of the host. Even though their scent is similar to the corpse flower above, these two species are not related. Through DNA testing, biologists discovered that at least one species of Rafflesia no longer has the chloroplast gene, which is typically used by plants for cellular processes like making food. It would appear that this parasitic plant was able to shed genes that were no longer useful to it in favor of picking up elements from its host's DNA, perhaps making them the mad scientists of the plant kingdom. While these flowers may not be the ones you'd see in a typical garden, they represent just a fraction of the sheer diversity of plant life on Earth. They may be a little creepy, but they're also fascinating examples of biodiversity, resilience, and evolutionary change. Extinct biblical tree resurrected from ancient seed found in cave. By Girl Scientist. And this is from Forbes.com. A 1,000-year-old seed, discovered in a cave in the Judean desert, has sprouted, grown, and reached maturity, and appears to have medicinal qualities. A mysterious ancient seed, recovered during archaeological excavations of a cave near Jerusalem, has grown into a tree that may be the source of a medicinal balm mentioned in the Bible, according to a newly published study. The seed was discovered in a Judean desert cave in the late 1980s, and radiocarbon analysis indicated it was approximately 1,000 years old. The seed likely survived from a now extinct population of trees that existed in the southern Levant, a region comprising modern-day Israel, Palestine, and Jordan, and is the first of its kind to be found there. Tests suggested that the 1-inch seed was still viable, so the research team planted and carefully tended it. It took about 5 weeks to sprout. Now, 14 years later, the tree has reached maturity. Researchers named their tree Sheba in honor of the queen Sheba, who brought the balsam root from Arabia to King Solomon as a gift. Sheba is approximately 10 feet tall. Its bark is pale green-brown and peels in thin papery sheets, revealing a dark green, possibly photosynthetic bark below. Sheba is deciduous, shedding its leaves during the cooler months of December through April. Sheba is an unknown Commiphora species with a unique genetic fingerprint and may represent an extinct taxon once native to this region, whose resin, sori, mentioned in the biblical texts, was valuable, associated with healing, but not described as fragrant. DNA analysis revealed that Sheba is a unique species of Commiphora, which are distributed across Africa, Madagascar, and the Arabian Peninsula, and known for their aromatic gum resins. With approximately 190 scientifically described species known, the drought-resistant Commiphora is the most species-rich genus of flowering plants in the frankincense and myrrh family. Historically, these highly fragrant species provided highly prized aromatic resins that served as the basis for various fragrances, incenses, and for medicinal uses. However, GCMS analysis has detected minimal fragrance from the leaves, bark, and resin, indicating that Sheba is probably an extinct species of Commiphora that instead creates a resinous healing extract. Indeed, wounding the bark produces a small amount of clear oleoresin, which has been used to reduce inflammation in human patients. The researchers also found an oil, a type of squalene, also with antioxidant properties, that may have been applied topically to lubricate and protect the skin. Because the seed was found in a cave, it is likely that the people living in the region planted these trees, suggesting that they were aware of its medicinal qualities. Thus, the research team proposes that resin from the tree might be the mysterious sori, a medicinal compound mentioned several times in the Bible. Sori was highly prized in the ancient world and was exported throughout the Roman Empire. Previous research suggested that in addition to its healing properties, sori was also used as a perfume and incense, for embalming, and even as an antidote to poisons. That said, currently, it is unclear which species Sheba belongs to, because the tree has not flowered, and therefore hasn't produced the reproductive material scientists need to carry out more detailed species-level analyses. At this time, it is not clear if Sheba will ever flower. Nonetheless, the researchers concluded that Sheba represents an extinct lineage of trees that was once widespread and common throughout the Levant, but seems to have disappeared by the 9th century. Of course, this points to the important question, why did these trees go extinct? It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Not some mythical character, but a source of good health. By Bill Dugan. And this is from Greenprints, October 2024 edition. In the heartwarming glow of autumn, there's hardly a figure more iconic than the Great Pumpkin from the beloved TV special, It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. This classic piece of animation not only captures the essence of fall, but also echoes the anticipation and delight that comes with the season. While Linus spends his Halloween waiting for the Great Pumpkin, believing in the magical entity that rewards sincere believers with gifts, there's another layer to the pumpkin narrative that goes beyond folklore and tradition, a narrative grounded in the reality of its tremendous health benefits. For centuries, the pumpkin has been more than just a seasonal emblem of Halloween and fall festivities. It holds a significant place in various cultures, not only for its culinary versatility, but also for its bounty of health benefits. This humble gourd, native to North America, has been a staple in diets long before it became the centerpiece of Halloween decor and Thanksgiving feasts. Indigenous tribes valued the pumpkin for its nutritional content, utilizing nearly every part of the plant. Seeds were savored for their protein and healthy fats. The flesh was roasted or boiled for sustenance, and even the flowers had culinary uses. When European settlers arrived, they quickly adopted the pumpkin as a food source, incorporating it into their diet and bringing it back to Europe, where it spread across the continents. Nutritionally, pumpkins are a powerhouse of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, which provide an array of health benefits. They are particularly rich in beta-carotene, a carotenoid that the body converts to vitamin A, known for its vision-enhancing properties, immune system support, and skin health benefits. Furthermore, pumpkins are low in calories but high in fiber, making them an excellent addition to any weight management diet. The seeds, often overlooked, are just as nutritious, packed with magnesium, zinc, and fatty acids, which are vital for heart health and immune function. Beyond their use as jack-o'-lanterns or the basis for a heartwarming tale on TV, pumpkins are a true superfood, capable of enhancing our health in many ways. So while Linus might have been waiting for the Great Pumpkin in a pumpkin patch on Halloween night, we have the opportunity to invite the Great Pumpkin into our kitchens and diets every day. In embracing this nutritious gourd, we not only partake in a rich culinary tradition, but also enhance our well-being, proving that sometimes folklore and fact can beautifully intertwine, offering both comfort and health benefits. Pumpkins are sweet and packed with nutrients that can help reduce the risk of heart disease, lower your blood pressure, help prevent cancer, and promote a healthy digestive system. High-fiber foods like pumpkin are linked to improved cholesterol and healthier blood sugar levels. Just take it easy on the pie. Thank you for joining us for Colorado Gardener. My name is Christy McGowan.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.